Hi there. It is week 46 of 52 weeks of inspiration for 2025, and I am just getting over the worst cold chest, maybe pneumonia, not exactly sure. whatever this is. I've been sick since last Tuesday, and as I record this today, it's Monday. So I do feel like I'm progressing and getting better, but I definitely felt like I was kicked down there for about a week. And during that time, when you're sick and when you're resting, it gives you a lot of reflection time. And one of the things that I know about myself with autoimmune disease is that when I'm sick, I need to give myself time to rest and not push myself in any way. I was famous for that for a long time, is trying to push through, push through, push through. And I've learned that you just need to give yourself this moment to breathe and to heal and to rest. And while doing that, I was going through some thoughts and feelings about my mom and how much I missed her. And I realized that, and I don't know if this is just because, smartphones, like my mom passed in 2015. I did have an iPhone for a while, but it just feels weird that I don't have any personal videos of her. Like on my phone, I haven't deleted my videos forever. Why wouldn't I have recorded something? Picked out my phone and recorded her, or recorded something that we were doing or saying. I don't know. But what I do have is episodes of the television show that I filmed. And I kept thinking in my mind, I wanted to go back and find the first episode that my mom was in, because she looks so healthy and she looks so good. And instead, what I ended up watching was an episode that my mom was in the second season of Mom's a Medium. And it's interesting because I forgot a lot of the things that my mom told me and that she said during that time. And I don't know if I forgot them because I was too busy running a business or too busy filming a TV show or too busy, but I think that spirit always guides us back to where we need to be to see what we need to see. Because I recently asked for a sign from my Nana. And here it was, my mom and I having a conversation about my Nana and about who she was and her anxiety and who she was as a medium and a psychic. So where I'm going with this is, I think that, even when we're resting, even when we're on our downtime, even when things are quiet, that's sometimes when I think that spirit can guide us the most and lead us to the signs, the symbols, the messages, the reminders, the whispers. The day-to-day things that we get caught up in are so loud that sometimes maybe being sick, or maybe, having an unexpected day off, or maybe being, late and waiting in the vehicle when things are quiet. Maybe those moments are so that those things can come to us. Like, hey, why don't I go see if I can find some videos of my mom? Anyway, I think that we've learned to feel like we always have to be busy, or that we always have to be doing. And I think that there's a lot of magic, a lot of messages, and I think there's a lot of love in those quiet moments. And so, wherever you are and whatever you're doing today, I hope that you'll find some. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.